Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
When we want to talk some fantasy football in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, we only talk to the best and brightest minds, the guys that are close and in the know, guys like Kevin Payne. You can follow him on Twitter at KC Payne. That's P-A-Y-N-E 26. Rotowire.com's Kevin Payne joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Kevin, how you been?
I've been good, guys. What's going on?
Well, you know, Kevin, we are talking about this heavy story, to say the least, about these allegations today made against LeSean McCoy on social media. And I guess we would start there. Knowing that we don't know anything here now about this story, what does LeSean McCoy right now mean to that Buffalo Bills offense?
LeSean McCoy basically is the Buffalo Bills offense. Point. I mean, you've got such question marks at quarterback. We really don't know who's going to start. I mean, Peterman's taking the first team snaps right now at OTA. So McCoy is this offense. And he's got Chris Ivory, who's kind of just a journeyman at this point of his career, backing him up, kind of assuming that Mike Tolbert role from a year ago. And you can't really count on Ivory to step in and really be like a 1-2 punch. So they're going to still rely heavily on the run game and really go ahead and try to hope that this defense can carry them to a bunch of wins this season. So McCoy basically is this full offense. I don't know if this has been verified or not, but I know that one of the postings that the accuser put up has already been taken down. So I don't know what's going on. You know, last time I checked, we were innocent in this country until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. The problem is McCoy does have, you know, for lack of a better term, a shady past when it comes to some allegations and things that have happened to him. Now, he may not be guilty of anything. This just may be, you know, some poor judgment about the people he hangs around and where he is late at night. But at the end of the day, nothing's been proven yet. And I don't think, you know, as long as the NFL investigates it, which they will, and they don't find anything, I don't really think this is going to hurt him in terms of fantasy football. It's just an unfortunate incident, whether it be true or whether it be false for everybody involved.
Well, if it is, I mean, it feels kind of trivial to be talking about fantasy football and what this means to the game on the field when you're talking about what was done to this woman. But, you know, here we are. If there is some kind of a suspension, or if the worst case scenario for LeSean McCoy is these are actual facts, that this actually happened, that his career is over, and what do the Buffalo Bills do this season, even if there is some kind of a suspension down the road? You know, again, not to trivialize what happened to this woman. We don't know that LeSean McCoy is responsible for that, but what if there is some sort of discipline levied against LeSean McCoy this season? You know, what do the Buffalo Bills do?
I think you go ahead and see what you have in Nathan Peterman and see what you have in Josh Allen. I really think that's the route you go at this point. As I said, you know, Chris Ivory's the backup. He would be the guy that would be the workhorse. But at this point of his career, there's not a lot to suggest that he could go ahead and take over and put this team on his back. So I guess you just see what you have in those two young quarterbacks. And you're absolutely right. I mean, just look at Ray Rice. If there's any veracity to any of these allegations, LeSean McCoy is going to be done. Again, you know, let's wait and see when the facts come out. It does look pretty good for him. I mean, it wasn't actually him who did this. I mean, they'd have to connect a lot of dots leading back to him to prove that he was kind of the culprit here. But if it was him, his career is done. And as I said, if I'm the Bills, I go ahead and see what I have in these two young quarterbacks and let them sling the ball for the rest of the season, because I don't really know how else you're going to go ahead and move the ball up and down the field. You may as well just chalk the season up to a wash and hope that one of these kids can kind of go ahead and develop under center.
Kevin Payne at rotowire.com joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Kevin, what about the free agent running back class that's still out there? I mean, a name like DeMarco Murray intrigues me, I guess. Who else is out there? Are there any potential options should the worst case scenario happen for the Buffalo Bills?
I mean, not really. If anybody's good enough, I mean, right now especially, you've got camps and you've got 4 and 5 running backs in each and every camp. DeMarco Murray's probably the most prominent guy just because of the success he's had in the past. But looking at that, we all know the amount of mileage he's had on him, especially coming back from those Dallas days, you know, how many carries he's had, you know, in a bunch of those seasons. So I don't really see anybody out there that they could go ahead and bring in that has a lot of upside. I think they do have a couple of young kids in camp. Maybe they get them a look over Chris Ivory at some point. But, I mean, this would just be a huge disaster for the Bills. I can't think in the NFL right now, outside of the quarterback position, another team that counts on a position player as much as the Bills count on LeSean McCoy to get this offense rolling.
Kevin Payne, our guest here. If there's a recent instance like this, it would be Zeke Elliott last year, where we knew something happened, we knew discipline would be coming. He's not playing, he is playing, he's not playing, he is playing. When you go back and you look at the numbers last year, and again, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, but in the case of Zeke Elliott, where should he have been drafted last year? Because, Kevin, that's all we were talking about this time last year is, well, when do you take Zeke Elliott? Do you wait until the second? Do you take him in the third? In terms of Zeke Elliott, where do you think, based on his production last year, he should have gone?
You know, that's a tough one because I believe, if I remember correctly, we were still waiting to figure out when the suspension was going to get handed down, and that really impacted a lot of teams. I mean, you basically lost him for your fantasy towards the end of the season, which meant that you probably didn't make your fantasy playoffs. I thought, and I just stayed away from him, I kind of think third, fourth round was kind of the right place for him because when he was out there, he was effective. He got into the end zone. I think he had something like 7 or 8 touchdowns. He was still a 100-yard rusher. They still relied heavily on him to run that offense with Dak Prescott, not getting a lot done through the air. So I would say third, fourth round was about right for him, probably more towards the fourth round. So that's kind of where I would have put Ezekiel Elliott now, knowing how much he played and given his productivity.
He's Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. All right, let's discuss a little bit of fantasy football here. As I think 4th of July happens, that's when people start to get the itch. The fantasy football players start to get the itch. You start to see the publications on the newsstands. Gene, I know, picked one up while he was on vacation. Yeah. Had some nice airplane reading there going on. I have the itch as well, Kevin, and I'm curious about some of the rookie running backs because I feel like every year now in fantasy football, you've got a handful of rookie running backs that aren't making a lot of noise because you haven't seen them in a pro uniform, but they're coming in hot. And, you know, you can talk about the Saquon Barkleys, you can talk about the Rashad Pennies, you know, first round guys from the NFL draft. But I'm sure that there's some names out there that could make an impact. Who is this year's Kareem Hunt for fantasy football?
That's a good question. If anybody out there knows, let me know. You know, taking a look at some of these guys, you hit on it. Saquon Barkley is basically going to be a first-round pick. We know what to expect out of him. He's going to have to produce a lot to go ahead and pay back owners that go ahead and take him in the middle of the first round. Darius Geis is one of the big names for Washington. He's a guy that had a lot of success in college. You know, the only problem is he's probably not going to handle third down, but first and second down, he should be on the field a lot, doing a lot. Rashad Penny from Seattle. That's a big guy that's going to go ahead and be able to get third, fourth, fifth round. They went ahead and drafted him with the 27th overall pick. And if you look historically at the guys that go in the first round as far as rookie running backs, they tend to have a lot of immediate success. So I like Rashad Penny a lot, even though Chris Carson's there, a second-year guy who's going to be completely healthy and look good when he was on the field earlier in the season for the Seahawks. One guy I wrote about yesterday, and my article's up on rotowire.com, is a kid out of Ole Miss for Indianapolis Colts, a kid named Jordan Wilkins. Right now, if you look at the depth chart, you've got Marlon Mack, Robert Turner, and another rookie, Nyheim Hines, all in front of this kid. Now, Robert Turner is suspended for the first 4 games. Marlon Mack is expected to take over and be the big workhorse. But if he falters any, or if they like this kid, Jordan Wilkins, I think that he's going to be the guy that might be able to go ahead and surpass the two guys in front of him. Nyheim Hines is a nice player, but he's a smaller guy. He's less than 200 pounds. Kind of he's the type of guy that's going to be the change of pace, third down back to come in and catch passes. So if I'm looking at a guy that's kind of a deep sleeper out there, Jordan Wilkins would be my guy. And I would take a look at also this kid down in Miami named Kalen Ballage. He's got Frank Gore in front of him. He's got Kenyon Drake in front of him as well, who should open the season. But we know that injuries are going to happen. We know that rookies come out of nowhere as much as, you know, we saw with Kamara last year. So you kind of got to keep tabs with these guys in the preseason and try to read through the tea leaves and see if these guys might get that type of a role.
Kevin Payne, our guest here from Roto Riot. Kevin, the rookie running backs, you can always find some to pop here. I guess in 2014, that might have been the aberration when it comes to rookie wide receivers, because you had, you know, Beckham, you had Watkins, you had Bender. You had so many guys contributing right away. That's not the norm. So outside of the running back position, wide receiver, tight end, is there any rookie out there that would be worth a late round flyer, would you say?
Yeah, the one kid I really like, and I've read some stuff really down on the Chicago Bears, and I don't know that I completely understand it. They've got a new coach in Matt Nagy who comes over from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's an Andy Reid disciple, and nobody in the league really writes up X's and O's better offensively than Andy Reid. So you got Mitch Trubisky, who's in his second season. I think he can make another step. There's been a lot of comparisons to Carson Wentz, and I think those are justified. They went out and drafted a kid named Anthony Miller. They completely overhauled these wide receivers. Cam Meredith is now in New Orleans. He's another guy I actually like as well. And then you've got Allen Robinson comes in, but Allen Robinson's still banged up from that knee injury that he suffered last year in Jacksonville. So Anthony Miller might be a guy who's out there. Tariq Cohen's another guy. It's a, you know, he's a second-year guy, I know. He's not a rookie, but a guy that actually I think could be that Kamara this year. But Anthony Miller, second-year or rookie guy for the Bears, he's the type of guy that I think could go ahead and make an immediate impact. He's the type of guy that I would go ahead and use as a late-round flyer.
Kevin Payne of RotoWire.com, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Kevin, I want to shift to quarterback, and you have some of the obvious choices that you'll be looking at to draft come draft season, which is underway, by the way. Kevin, the name that is intriguing to me because of how good he is when he's on the field is Andrew Luck. We just haven't seen him on the field for an awful long time. And hearing reports that he is actually throwing a football again and scheduling workouts with his receivers, that's all encouraging, all well and good. But really, realistically, what are you doing with Andrew Luck if you have the chance to get him?
That's going to be the question. The question with Andrew Luck is, what is the cost for Andrew Luck? Is he going to cost you, you know, the 6 through 8 top quarterback, if you're doing an auction, is going to cost you out of a $100 budget anywhere around $15 to $20, then that's going to be really tough for me to take. You actually have to take him. If you take him, you have to have another viable option, a guy in the 10 to 15 type of range of quarterback that you can go ahead and plan to plug in. If he's back and if he's throwing, that's a good sign, but we were told a lot of things last year, and I've kind of gotten to this point with guys like Andrew Luck, guys like Jordan Reed, tight end from the Washington Redskins, where if they come with an injury history, I'm not going to be on them. T.Y. Hilton's still there, so we can throw to him. But after that, you've got Ryan Grant, Chester Rogers, and then a bunch of rookies. There's not a lot of great receivers there. So I'm a little bit worried about who he's throwing to. I'm worried about that even if he is back, is he the same Andrew Luck he was before this labrum injury? There's a lot of red flags here. So if the cost is low enough, if you can get him as I said, let's reverse it, the 10th to 15th overall quarterback, then I think I can take him. If I can get him for $5 to $10 out of a $100 auction, then I think I go ahead and take him and take that chance because he can be one of the top three passers in the league. But for me right now, I think the cost from what I've seen is going a little bit too high for my liking. So I'm going to go ahead and stay away from Andrew Luck.
Kevin, the veteran, I'm fascinated, and I'd like to get your opinion on Drew Brees, because Drew Brees has always been a safe play when it comes to drafting and fantasy. And then last year, his numbers went down. Well, hey, they changed their offense. Well, they changed their offense. It doesn't help you necessarily. So Drew Brees, still a safe play, or, you know, let somebody else take him, would you say?
Most likely just based on his name and what he's done in the past, I'm probably going to let somebody else take him. We saw a little bit of a shift over to the running game a lot more with Alvin Kamara, with Mark Ingram, who we know is going to be suspended. I just don't think that at 39 years old, Drew Brees is going to go ahead and put up, you know, the 48 to 5,100 yards we're used to seeing him through the air. I think that they realize this. They want him still as their quarterback, but I think they're going to focus more on the running game. And why not? You've got two guys who are starter caliber running backs in that backfield once Ingram gets back from suspension. And we've seen Kamara just take the league by storm. And they really want to go ahead and limit his touches as well to keep him fresh for the whole season. So I think based on name recognition, we're going to see Brees go a lot earlier than what he should. And it's just a matter of his father time. He's 39 years old. He wasn't exactly a physical specimen to begin with, you know, at barely tipping 6 foot and 210. So I think that I'm going to go ahead and stay away from Brees. I think there's a lot of other options. And if you look across the league, I think quarterback, there's a lot of parity. Once you get past Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of guys out there. You can go ahead and wait and take. And I think there's going to be some surprises as to who finishes in the top five and top ten. And a lot of those guys, you can wait in your draft and go ahead and snag.
Kevin, we appreciate your time so much. Why don't you let everybody know what's going on at RotoWire right now?
Yeah, go to rotowire.com/trial. Sign up for your free 10-day trial. Just need your email address, no credit card information. We don't hound you if you don't want to sign up. We've got all our stuff. As I said, I just wrote a waiver wire article that's up there now. And also check out on iTunes the RotoWire Fantasy Football Draft app. It's $4.99. It costs a cup of a coffee. It'll be the best tool you will have at your draft this season. So check that out on iTunes, the RotoWire Fantasy Football Draft app.
I love it. Kevin Payne, worth a follow at KC Payne. That's Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, 26, at KC Payne, 26, and RotoWire.com. Greece native, calls Buffalo home, resides in Buffalo. Always good with his time here to talk fantasy football in the sports bar. Kevin, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, bud.
Okay, thanks for having me on as always, guys.
Kevin Payne. And if you missed that, we did talk about you know, the football implications, perhaps, of that Buffalo Bills offense. And I'm learning, you know, there's no LeSean McCoy at the beginning of this year. There's not going to be much of a Buffalo Bills offense this year.
Let's get to I'll Drink That next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, provocative thoughts from around the world of sports. You can agree or disagree and join us anytime at 454-ESPN. 454-3776. And also, Gino, TMZ has dispatch audio from Monday morning, early Monday morning, the home evasion. Where the female victim was hit in the head. This, of course, the alleged victim, LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend, Delicia Corden. I want to listen to that audio. I'm not going to go live with that audio on the. I don't know that we need to hear it or share it, but we'll.
Yeah, look. As long as there's not, I think we got to screen it first of all, and we're not breaking any FCC rules. But I think it's important to the story here. If you know, with the 911 audio, what exactly happened Monday morning, 3:23 a.m., as authorities were called to this house?
Coming up next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.